Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 21st of January, 2016. It's the birthday of the English novelist Eva Ibbotson, born in Vienna in 1925, author of romance novels, including A Countess Below Stairs, Magic Flutes. Eva Ibbotson, who said, "I am trying hard to break down the barrier between romantic novels and serious novels, which are respectfully reviewed. My aim is to produce books that are light, humorous, even a little erudite, but secure in their happy endings. One could call it an attempt to write, in words, a good Viennese waltz." It was on this date, 1952, William Shawn took up the reins of the New Yorker magazine, taking over as editor from his predecessor, the founder, Harold Ross. The critic John Leonard once wrote, "William Shawn changed the New Yorker from a smarty-pants parish tipsheet into a journal that altered our experience instead of just posturing in front of it." It was on this day in 1793 in Paris that King Louis XVI was beheaded, a victim of the French Revolution. Unemployment in Paris was around 50%. The crops were failing, food prices were high. The king himself was crippled by depression, unable to make important decisions. And so he'd been arrested for treason, was indicted, tried, and convicted. And on this day in 1793, he arose early, about 5 o'clock in the morning. He got dressed. An Irish priest, Father Edgeworth, heard his last confession and administered the mass, and he rode off to his execution in a green carriage, preceded by drummers who were going to drown out any support he might hear from crowds along the way. But the crowds along the way only shouted epithets at him. He arrived at the guillotine. His hands were bound by a handkerchief, and he was beheaded. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Catherine Abbey Hodges, entitled January Song. The holidays are over. Now we're here amidst the candle stubs and bits of ribbon. Perhaps this stillness is a new career. The kids had risen early, packed their gear, made their farewells, and then away they'd driven. The holidays are over. We're still here. After waving from the porch as from a pier at little crafts on course for the horizon, perhaps this stillness is a new career. Time's origami has its way with fear, with loss, bright things gone dark and plans gone riven. The holidays are over. We're left here, our failures folded into something dear and strange and new for which we haven't striven. This stillness may become a new career. Old age is coming, but it's not yet near. These early after hours are their own heaven. A certain party's over. Now we're here. Today the stillness is a new career. January Song by Catherine Abbey Hodges from her collection Instead of Sadness, published by Gunpowder Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.